listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths with your news briefing. Housing has been the focus for both Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese on the campaign trail today. The Prime Minister's new plan would allow first home buyers to use up to 40% of their super to buy a property. Scott Morrison says it's a great way for young people to stop relying on the bank of mum and dad.
This plan is about utilising people's own savings, their own superannuation, so they don't have to stand on the curb and watch house prices run away from them and they're unable to get in and own their own home.
But it's raised concerns from the opposition and industry experts that it'll bump up prices. Labor is also under fire for its housing scheme, allowing the government to pay 40% of the purchase price. But Anthony Albanese says the plan has been tried and tested.
20,000 additional social housing, 10,000 affordable housing dwellings for essential workers, emergency housing for women and children escaping domestic violence, and our Help to Buy scheme, which is based upon a scheme here in WA that has operated effectively for three decades.
Overseas now, a mass shooting in the US is being investigated as a racially motivated hate crime. A gunman opened fire at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, killing 10 people. An 18-year-old man is in custody. And floral tributes are being left by the roadside in North Queensland, where cricket legend Andrew Symonds died on Saturday night. Police are still investigating the cause of the crash. In sport, the AFL has reaffirmed its commitment to stamp out racism at the league's launch of the Sir Doug Nicholls round. The clubs have today unveiled their Indigenous Guernseys. AFL boss Gil McLachlan says it's the perfect opportunity to celebrate Indigenous culture.
I think the celebration is always there. People are just so proud of our Indigenous players, male and female, and they are stars of our game.
He's also confirmed there's still no decision on whether the grand final will be a twilight or day match.
Listener.